This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban says it has captured a second provincial capital in 2 days, a claim that Afghan government officials dispute. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Fighters entered the capital after sweeping through 9 of 10 districts in the province. The government did not deny the claim that Taliban fighters had entered Shibagan, but said the city had not fallen. If the city falls, it will be the second provincial capital in as many days to succumb to the Taliban. Several other of the country's 34 provincial capitals are threatened too. On Friday, the Taliban took control of the southwestern Nimroz provincial capital of Zaranj. Kabul says, though, it's still battling insurgents inside the capital. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The raging wildfires in Greece have killed a volunteer firefighter in a blaze that threatens Athens' most important national park. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis says the priority of the last few days has been first and foremost the protection of human life, to the extent that it's possible to protect properties and especially for the fire not to enter settlements. There may now be some hope, with a national situation being a little better than Friday. The government's appeal for help through the EU's emergency support system and firefighters and aircraft have arrived from numerous countries. The firefighting forces, however, have been stretched to the limit. Allison Felix won her 11th career Olympic medal on Saturday, combining with her American teammates to finish the 4x400-meter relay in 3 minutes, 16.85 seconds for a runaway victory. Felix, who became the most decorated woman in Olympic track history when she won bronze in the 400 meters earlier this week, now passes Carl Lewis with the most track and field medals of any U.S. athlete.